Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, will join us. Now, I'll warn her, there's a story here. It's not till last. It's a celebrity story. It's about Larry King's widow, who has been cut out of Larry King's will. I made some statements about it earlier this week, and what I said was factually inaccurate. My opinion was not right, according to someone who called, and he said, "You're dead wrong, and I love proving you wrong." And I said, "Oh, yeah, are you a lawyer?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And that put me in a terrible mood.
Those were giant logs on your rage ball fire.
Big time.
Yo, I saw the sparks fly on that one from where I'm sitting.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
yeah.
Oof.
I'm in a rage ball.
Because the caller waited just a beat.
He did.
Kelly said, "Are you an attorney?" "Yes, I am."
Probably some fly-by-night attorney.
Yes. He said, "Yes, I am." And I said, "I still don't believe you. I'll get my attorney on this." Mm-hmm. And she's going to weigh in on it here in just a moment. But fair warning, Lisa, I am a rage ball today. I have been angry and prickly all week. I think it's the weather and my diet, you know. We were supposed to see you earlier in the week. You didn't get to come in. I was upset.
Part of it's his wife.
Yeah. My wife. I was in an argument with my wife. It's over now. And she was the bigger person on this. Lisa, we welcome you in here for Lawyer Up. Thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here. And I'm sorry I didn't get to see you guys. And that weather thing turned out to be such a non-event. But I'm glad we'll get to have a do-over.
It's true.
Easy, Lanier.
That's exactly right. That's a weatherman there.
Careful. Well, are you a meteorologist, Dave?
Yes.
He is.
I am.
Here's the story that started my anger this week. It lit the fire at what Chris Dim has called me now, a rage ball.
Yeah.
And I am a rage ball. I've been raging since this happened. Just kind of an aside, you know, a story that we talked about a little bit. Larry King passed away a few weeks ago. His will has come out now. And his wife, they were separated but not officially divorced at the time, Sean, who was by his side when he died, is not mentioned in the will because Larry, unbeknownst to anybody, a couple of years ago, or unbeknownst to most, wrote down on a piece of paper, handwritten, in front of a few witnesses, mm-hmm. that he was changing his will entirely and leaving everything, his entire estate, to his children, and his wife was written out of it. So now we find out that she is contesting this and feels like maybe he wasn't of sound mind, you know, it wasn't done by an attorney. She should be included in the will. The previous will should supersede it. I said, I agree with her. There's no legal, there's nobody, no lawyer did this. There's no notary. It's not been filed with anybody. You can't just scribble something on a piece of paper and have it count. Someone called, a listener called and said, it gives me great pleasure to prove Chris Kelly wrong again. And then he said, she's getting nothing out of this. You can scribble it down in front of a witness and sign it, and it becomes the new will. And I said, oh, are you an attorney? Yes, I am. And then I said, I still don't believe you. I got a better attorney. Lisa, tell me I'm right. I had Dave write it down.
Be the better attorney, Lisa.
Be the better attorney and tell me
well,
I'm right.
Well, there's some gray areas. The listener is mostly correct, but there are some gray areas where she may have a little bit of an angle. So the listener is correct that in California they allow what's called a holographic will, which means that you can scribble it down, and as long as just very limited conditions are met. You have to be of sound mind. You have to date it. It has to be in your own handwriting, mm-hmm. and you have to sign it.
Christ, he called it a holographic will. It's exactly what he said.
Use that term.
You're just quoting that lawyer. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's not joshing you there. He's correct. But there are a couple of caveats. So you have to be of sound mind. Well, interestingly, he named all five of his children as though they were still living, and two of them are deceased. So that calls into question the soundness of his mind, because you would think if he was of sound mind, he would have said the heirs of my two deceased children, mm-hmm. or something like that, rather than naming them as though they were alive, just in a little list with, you know, all the others. Uh-huh. And the other thing is that in California, an omitted spouse is entitled to half of the community property automatically, regardless of the will. And so the issue is that she wasn't married to him for a very long time, so there's probably not a lot of community property. I think it's pretty clear that most of this, and it's only, I was surprised at this, the value of his estate is only $2 million. I would have thought it would have been a lot
Oh, me too. Believe me, I commented on that. He either hid his money very well, or he owed all his ex-wives a ton of money and paid them through the years. I think he hid a bunch of money in offshore accounts and that kind of thing. He's smart about it.
Yeah, that's what he should
be. Yeah, he might have already started gifting some money to his kids or something. But, I mean, she was wife number seven, so he's paid out a lot of money to ex-wives. Anyway, so she might be able to get a little bit as an omitted spouse, and she might be able to contest whether he was of sound mind. But if he was of sound mind, then it holds up.
Mm. Oh, really? Are you an attorney?
Yes, I am.
I am boiling. I'm a volcano. I'm a volcano of rage right now.
Did you have to say holographic will?
Yeah, really? Of all the terms in all the world, you say holographic will. It's exactly the term I heard for the first time 3 days ago when he lit that match inside my guts. He's not listening anymore. He's not. He's done. He's gone. He left us. All right. Not exactly the answer I was hoping for. I still am on record. I do think she'll get something out of it because of what you just said, where he said five kids instead of three. I think she'll try to prove that he's not of sound mind. I'm watching this one.
Normally these things settle. So normally what happens is, you know, they all get together and the kids and the ex, and they end up splitting it up.
She'll get a little bit of money.
And even if there's offshore accounts, if there's no offshore accounts, $2 million between... How many has he got? Three kids.
So what is that? Well, it's $500,000 apiece.
It's not a ton.
Minus
it's something.
There's no taxes in that though, right? It's just $500,000 apiece, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, it should fall below estate tax. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a death tax. Isn't
Thank
it?
You. They used to have a death tax. Is it gone? Is it gone?
I don't know.
Yeah. No. A lot of the tax code changes in recent years have really increased the number at which you have to start paying inheritance tax. So this doesn't get there.
All right. That's Lisa Lanier, our official attorney.
She knows.
She knows it. She's our attorney, by God. Mm-hmm. Our official attorney of this program. Oh, wait a minute. Biggie says the attorney from 2 days ago is back on.
He's
back
hologram?
On. Yeah.
Oh, keep Lisa on there, too.
Holographic. Oh, I should have.
You need all the help you can get.
You're right.
Could have zoomed him.
All right. You're back in here. Go ahead. Say what you need.
Yeah. I just wanted to say holographic will. Ha ha ha. Told you were wrong.
That's him. You hear that guy? Tell you what, he's not our official attorney. He's never going to be our official attorney.
Top of the world. He's the cock of the walk.